news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Pentagon says United States sending a terminal high altitude area defense battery and troops to Israel. Word comes as Iran has warned Washington to keep its forces out of Israel. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin authorizing that deployment earlier today at the direction of President Biden. Donald Trump campaigning in California.
The GOP presidential nominee spoke for 80 minutes at a rally in the city of Coachella. Mr. Trump ran through the standard list of problems plaguing the Golden State, such as California's large number of illegals. Former President Trump told supporters, quote, "Your children are in danger. You can't go to school with these people," unquote. Also on the subject of illegals, Mr. Trump told the crowd, quote, "These people are from a different planet," unquote.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Also at townhall.com, Floridians beginning the daunting task of digging out and cleaning up. Dennis resident Bill O'Connor is on the board of his condominium complex.
Every single unit that's on a first floor that's not elevated above a parking garage has been flooded out twice now. Jeez. And they've got to start the whole process over of cleaning, sanitizing, bringing in drying equipment, getting them all dried and prepped for renovations.
You know, the business world and investors alike trying to come to grips with Boeing's announcement. It's making some deep cuts. Aircraft manufacturer laying off 17,000 people in the coming months. J.P. Morgan says its net income fell to $12.9 billion in the third quarter. Spokesman says that is down from $13.2 billion 1 year ago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Bloodshed during a homecoming celebration.
Real Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis team with eXp Realty.
Much cooler air is on the way and maybe our first frost of the season by Tuesday night. For today, sunny, not as warm as yesterday, becoming a little breezy. Highs will reach the upper 70s. Tonight, clear, much cooler with a low in the mid-40s. Monday and Tuesday, sunny. Highs both days in the low 60s. Overnight low Monday night in the 40s, but we'll drop into the 30s Tuesday night and Wednesday. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Misty Skaggs with the Swan Insurance Agency, where we make Medicare easy. We are brokers working for you, the client, not for the insurance companies. Are you turning 65? Are you getting ready to retire? Or are you just plain confused about your Medicare plan for next year? With our 15 years experience, let us help you navigate through the Medicare maze. Give us a call at 636-486-7926 or reach us on the web at WeMakeMedicareEasy, that's an E and a Z, .com.
I'm Brian Dawson with Brian Dawson Roofing. I want to do your roof, but also you could have siding, gutters, windows, garage doors. We do all that too. I'm not in competition with the local roofing companies, but the ones that really bug me is the out-of-towners, the fly-by-night. Your warranty lasts as long as you can see those taillights. Call me at 636-465-9465 or look me up at BrianDawsonRoofing.com. Make sure you say the whole thing, Brian Dawson Roofing, or you might not get the right company.
Hi folks, Richard West here with Overstock Outlet, your family-owned discount store of brand-name products. New location in Warrington at the old Kroger store at the intersection of Highway 47 and Highway M. Both stores will continue to bring you great deals from Macy's, Sam's, Home Depot, and many more. Visit our store in Lake St. Louis, conveniently located at the intersection of Highway N and Lake St. Louis Boulevard, and in Warrington at the old Kroger store at the intersection of Highway 47 and Highway M. Check us out on Facebook for weekly deals. You never know what we'll have.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Is the Back Attack Radio Show with Citrin Chiropractic. Now, your host, Dr. Jeff Citrin.
I'm Dr. Jeff Citrin, and I am so excited to be on Real Talk Radio Network. This is my very first show, and my hope is that what I share is going to be a benefit to you physically, because I'm a chiropractor, also spiritually, because I am a believer, and I'm going to be sharing on both types of things about my faith and my chiropractic experience. And I think the best way to start this this show is to tell you my story. Why did I become a chiropractor? And it starts with, I did not grow up with chiropractic. I did not know what a chiropractor was. I had no idea. And I also had no idea who Jesus was. Mm-hmm. I was raised as a Jew. Is a observant Jew. And in my Jewish faith, I was very involved in what's called Yiddishkeit, Jewish stuff. I was in a Jewish youth group. I went to Jewish camps. I was very involved, and I loved being a Jew. And I loved Judaism. And I loved being part of a very small group. There's only 15 million Jews in the world. I liked being part of a small group. And I remember when I went to synagogue, that I would look across the street on Sunday when I went to Sunday school, and I would see a church, and I would look and I would see the Christians that would come in out of the church. And what struck me is they were always so unhappy. There was no smiles. There was no joy. And I thought, I'm so glad I'm Jewish. Whatever the Christians have, I don't want any part of it. It's true. They just looked like they were and Christians were always worried about sin. Sin, 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 sin. Jews, we were worried. We didn't worry. We celebrated. We were the chosen people. I grew up thinking that I was special and that I was one of the chosen people. And in fact, when I first heard the gospel when I was 18 years old, I was in university, and a wide awake Christian came to the dormitory where I was in school, and he said, Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. And I was listening. Actually, he was talking to the group of three or four students at UMKC, 5030 Cherry Street. And he was talking about sharing his faith, and I was listening, and I didn't say anything. And he said, what about you? What do you think? And I said, well, I'm Jewish. We have exemption. We're the chosen people. I go, but I'm glad you found something that helps you. And so he smiled and he goes, can I share with you why I think you should believe in Jesus like me? See, I wasn't afraid. And I said, sure, I'm not afraid. So what he shared with me changed my life.
Wow.
What did he share? He said, you know, the Bible talks about a Messiah. And the Bible, the Jewish Bible, talks about the Messiah. In Micah 5:2, it says, Bethlehem, you're a little bitty city, but the Messiah is going to come from you. They see, I was very involved in Judaism. I'd been to Israel for 2 months and studied. I spoke Hebrew. I was bar mitzvahed. I was involved with Orthodox youth groups where I was with what's called yeshiva buchers, which is the guys with the long curly locks. They're called peyas. And so I'd never heard that the Messiah was going to be from Bethlehem. The only thing I knew about the Messiah is that he was going to be David's son. Why did I know that? Because during past Pesach, which is Passover, you have what's called Elijah's cup in the center of the Passover table. And at the one point of the Seder, which is the Passover meal, you stand and you sing a song called Eliyahu Hanavi, which is Elijah the prophet. And one of the lines of that song is Mashiach ben David, Messiah, son of David. So I knew that there was a connection between the Messiah, that he was David's greater son. That's all I knew about the Messiah. I also knew that Maimonides, who was a Jewish philosopher in the 12th century, he came out with 13 tenets of the faith. Jews today follow Maimonides, the Rambam, and they understand. One of the tenets is we believe in the coming of the Messiah. We believe in the coming of the Messiah. Though he tarries, we'll wait. And I just got this today. I was preparing for this inaugural show, and I'm telling you my story. this is what I found. I know Jews do not believe Jesus is the Messiah like Christians. So what evidence do Jews need that the Messiah is the real Messiah and not fake? Interesting. And this is what they said. We Jews know that Jesus was not the Messiah. Only the Messiah is the real Messiah. Sounds like Kamala, doesn't it? That's called, what is it, word salad. That's word salad is what that is, folks.
You're going to fit in here.
Oh, you're get this.
Fit in just fine.
I'm going to repeat this. We Jews know that Jesus was not the Messiah. Only the Messiah is the real Messiah, and Jesus was not he. Huh. Well, I'll bet I'll disagree, sir. If Jesus had been the Messiah, he would not have missed at least 48 of at least 50 genuine messianic criteria. So apparently somebody out there in Judaism said there's 50 criteria. I never heard that. I was pretty involved. But here's what he said, this person I'm carrying on. Where is the third temple? Good question. Where is world peace? Another good question. Where is the promised end to sin, crime, disease, greed, and envy, hunger, drought, starvation? You know, those are valid points. Because the Jews believe when the Messiah comes, everything's going to be
miraculously changed.
Exactly.
Cured.
Exactly. But the truth is this. You see, the Jewish people, there's a veil over their eyes. You know those Claritin commercials where before you take Claritin, your eyes kind of fuzzy, but once you take that miracle drug, we'll talk about drugs later. Once you take that, I am a chiropractor. We're going to get to that eventually. Please, trust me. But once you take that miracle drug, the veil is taken off and you can see clearly. The Jews right now see through a veil darkly. They need spiritual Claritin.
That's so good.
And because it says, but it does say this in the prophet, it says, Lo yisel goy el goy cherev v'yimadu amilchama. That is, when the Messiah comes, nations will turn their swords into plowshares. Neither shall they learn war anymore. But the truth is this. The Messiah coming, it doesn't just, you have a bunch of soldiers. And you go, okay, soldiers, lay down your things. You have to change the hearts of men. And that's what Messiah Jesus did. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. All things have become new. How can there be peace in the world until there's peace in the human heart? The prophet Moses said this. He said this, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. Listen to him. When they came to John the Baptist, they said, are you the Messiah? Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet? That's who he was referring to. That scripture is found in Deuteronomy 18, 18. And in, I'm going, stay with me, folks. I'm going a lot of directions here, but there's a point to this. 18 is the Hebrew letter for life, for chai, for life. If you've heard, if you saw Fiddler on the Roof, to life, l'chaim, that's chai. To life, l'chaim. Chai is life. Well, the prophet's going to be 18, life and life. Jesus said you must be born again, life and life again. That's not a coincidence, folks. So,
I am learning here on a Sunday. I love this. I'm glad you're here.
Excellent, excellent. So here's this Jewish kid, and so we know the Messiah is going to come. There's going to be no more war. But before you get rid of wars, you have to change people's hearts. You have to do what the prophet said and change that stony heart and put in a heart of flesh. You need a new heart. It says in the book of Leviticus 17:11, this is one of the scriptures the Christian shared with me, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. How significant that tonight, we're recording this on a Friday, folks. Mm-hmm. I know you're hearing this on Sunday. Tonight is the Day of Atonement. Tonight is Yom Kippur. Yom is the Hebrew word for day. Kippur is the Kippurah was that sacrificial lamb. Once a year in the temple, the high priest, the Kohen Hagadol, would take the Kippurah. It had to be an unblemished lamb. You couldn't take, well, you know, I've got a lamb for the sacrifice. It's not doing that well. It's missing a leg. It's blind in one eye. Nope, that's not the unblemished lamb. It was a perfect lamb that had to be slain for the sins of the people. And my time has run up.
You're okay.
We're up against a break,
but let's pause and continue this conversation coming up. How can people contact you?
Thank you very much. I'm Dr. Jeff Citrin. You can contact me at backattackstl.com or call me on my phone, 314-890-2400.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready for this?
It's the Real Talk Radio Network app, and it's free.
Well, you really got your money's worth with this.
Learn it, know it, embrace it.
Do you think you can handle it?
Interact with our host and audience.
I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
Get the Real Talk Radio Network anywhere you are, even beyond our radio signals. Go to your favorite app store to get it free. Just look for the Eagle logo.
You asked for this. You asked for it.
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Bring it on, baby.
Smash here. With cold weather right around the corner, now is the perfect time to update your old windows and doors. My friends at Sane Windows and Doors make it stress-free to get a quote. No long sales presentations required. You can even get started online. It's that easy. And right now, save $150 per Pella window and $350 per Pella patio door. Scheduled before Halloween. Visit SaneWindows.com for your no-pressure quote. SaneWindows.com.
That's the sound of thousands and thousands of cars passing the new Real Talk Radio location every single day. We've just relocated to a prime spot on Highway 70 with eye-catching signage you can't miss, bringing more and more listeners to the Real Talk Radio Network. With our new location and millions of hits on our website, you can support the Real Talk Radio Network and get your message out to our loyal listeners. Contact the Real Talk Radio Network today at 636-299-3702.
I'm John Dew from Titan Hill Armory in Washington, Missouri. It's my favorite time of the year, the hunting and holidays. Come on down and see us for the latest gear from Browning, Ruger, Bergara, and many other brands. Have an old firearm that's just not performing? Let one of our professional gunsmiths tune it up or trade it in for whatever new gun you want. And don't worry about finding ammo. We are fully stocked. Come and see us at Washington, Missouri or online at TitanHillArmory.com.
Real Talk Radio gets results.
Hey, Real Talk listeners. This is Everett Jones from Jones Air and Water Treatment. I got to say that the investment I've had in Real Talk Radio has been awesome. I appreciate all the business that comes my way from you listeners.
Our creative department will work with you to develop an effective commercial and ad campaign to put your message out to our continually growing, attentive, and loyal audience.
You are no-nonsense kind of people.
Call 636-299-3702 today to join the Real Talk family.
Hey everybody, I'm John Morris.
And I'm Debbie Morris.
With Integrity Training Systems. We talk about faith, fuel, and fitness, and what it takes to get your life back in order.
For more information on what we do, take a look at us at IntegrityTrainingSystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208.
Faith, fuel, and fitness. The Integrity Way. Weekends on the Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network.
What you do with this radio station is a blessing.
When you need to know what's real,
we like it.
Tune in to the voice of freedom.
Keep getting the message out.
Mr. Red, White, and Blue.
Tell everyone about the Real Talk Radio Network.
I spread the word as much as I can.
And support the small businesses that support us.
We support small businesses.
When you need to know the truth, tune in to the Real Talk Radio Network. The voice of freedom.
Keep up the great work. Love listening out here in St. James.
Real talk.
They tell the truth, and nobody else out there is doing it.
Real truth.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Well, welcome back. My name is Dr. Jeff Citrin, and this is the Back Attack Show. And the previous segment, I did not give the proper email. It's backattackstl@gmail.com.
I love it.
Okay, there we go. So I think I was talking about the need for blood atonement. And without blood atonement, there's no forgiveness of sin. So I'm at the 5030 Cherry Street. I'm listening to this Christian. He's sharing other scriptures he shared. He said, Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called. One of his names is Mighty God. So a child's born, one of his names is Mighty God. They never told me that when I went to Hebrew school. They never said, someday you're going to be out there in the world and a smiling Christian's going to come up to you and try to convert you. I have to say this. For a Jew, Jews believe lots of things, okay? One thing that all Jews universally know and agree on is that Jesus is not the Messiah. That's the one thing Jews don't believe in. Had I come home to that Jesus is not the Messiah, they know that. But you know what? They didn't. I'd never seen this before. Unto us a child is born, a son is given, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Mighty God. Also, Isaiah 7:14 tells us, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall give birth to a child, and this child's name is Emmanuel, which is God with us. That blew me away. I've never seen that before. Also, one other passage, Psalm 22, they pierced my hands and my feet. So there I've given you 3-4 scriptures, and the problem was this. I told you I was a devout Jew. I'd studied in Israel. I'd been involved with Orthodoxy. I was very steeped in Yiddishkeit and Jewish knowledge. But I didn't necessarily believe that what we call the Old Testament was God's word. People think that Jews believe everything written in the Bible. They don't know. Jews aren't called to believe. They're called to observe. It's tradition. 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 I knew tradition, but I didn't know if I believed this stuff. Did I believe that Adam was created? I don't know. I wasn't there. Did I believe the miracles that occurred with the parting of the Red Sea? I don't know. We celebrated it. You're not called to believe. You're called to you're Jewish. You don't believe in Jesus. That's one thing you don't do. So I was left with the dilemma. And the more, so then I began to read the scripture. This Christian, this kind Christian, this wide awake Christian, also shared about how Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It says in the Psalms, the dead do not praise the Lord, neither do those that go down in silence. So you can be dead, but living. Inside, I knew there was something missing. I knew there was something missing. And she shared the words of Jesus about Jesus being the only way, about Jesus being the Messiah, about Jesus forgiving. And I didn't even believe I was a sinner. I'm not raised to believe I'm a sinner, mm-hmm. but I knew that there was something missing inside. And I prayed. My prayer was not very traditional. My prayer was, Jesus, I don't want to believe in you. It costs too much. Because I knew that when I believed in Jesus, I would be going against everything I was raised in. Because Jews, the one thing you can do to get outside of the mishpacha, the family of Israel, the one thing you can't do is believe in Jesus. But I was hungry inside for the truth. I wanted my life to have meaning. I knew I was going to be successful financially, whatever. I came from a very successful family. I knew there was not a problem there, but it was something spiritually. At that time, I was introduced to TM, Transcendental Meditation. I went and I did the initiation, and there was something inside. It said, there's something strange about this. And I even meditated, and I copped a buzz. I felt kind of, whoa, a little euphoric. But I knew there was something, it was not right. That was not what I was looking for. There was an emptiness, a vacuum inside. So I eventually prayed. I said, Lord, I said, I can see that the scriptures appear that Jesus is the Messiah. So, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. And I felt the Lord say, Jeff, go on, do your thing. I don't need you. You need me.
Wow.
And in time, it just took, a month or so of meditating and thinking about it, and it got a hold of me. And I said, Jesus, come into my life, forgive my sins, make me clean inside. And when that happened, a transformation occurred inside of me.
What a testimony. Wow.
Now, did you approach any of your Jewish leaders to ask them about this?
Well, rather than Jewish leaders, I spoke to the Jewish leaders who are most influential in my life, which is my parents. And I came home from Kansas City, and I sat down at the kitchen table. I remember exactly where I was sitting to this day. This was in the fall of 1971. I said, Mom and Dad, I said, I've been studying the Bible like I've never had before, and I've seen scriptures about the Messiah, and I believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
How'd that go?
Not very well. Not very well. But I've got another minute in this section. I'm going to tell you a little bit again who I am. I am Dr. Jeff Citrin. I am a chiropractor. You can contact me at backattackstl@gmail.com. If you want to talk to me about chiropractic issues, neck or back pain, or whatever, I'm available, and my phone number is 314-890-2400. I'm here 24 hours for you. Actually, I'm not going to answer after hours, but that is the phone number, 890-2400, and I'm so excited to be on the Real Talk Network, radio network. You folks out there listening, I hope that you're getting something out of this. And I'll be back shortly to continue my story. Does chiropractic fit into this story? It does. Give it time.
We'll get there. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. backattackstl@gmail.com. I'm Dr. Jeff Citrin.
Hi, everybody. It's Charles Marks, Marks Jewelry Company, and I wanted to invite you to listen to our show. It's Saturday at 10 p.m., Sunday at 11 a.m., called Inside the Platinum Circle, and I'm going to talk about jewelry. I'm going to talk about diamonds, bullion, from an insider's perspective. We also are going to invite other business owners on to talk about their business as well. And we will see you in the circle.
Imagine waking up every day and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
With our new tower, the signal is much stronger, reaching more listeners and making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-3700.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to build or buy land? Maybe you're thinking about making some home improvements, or you have questions about building inspections and home repairs. If so, tune in to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m., where you'll hear all of the information about real estate.
Talk Radio Network is available wherever you are. What's your frequency, in St. Louis and to the west.
93.3 FM.
The Vandalia Quincy area.
104.3 FM.
The Steelville Rolla area.
107.3 FM.
And everywhere you are.
The Real Talk Radio Network app and online at realtalk933.com.
Get the voice of freedom anywhere and everywhere.
I enjoy the whole network, guys. I really do.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
You're witty, you're intelligent, and the world needs to hear what you've got to say. You could be famous and have your own radio show.
Okay, well, maybe not famous.
Just because I'm famous and sexy.
So world famous.
But you could have your own weekly radio show on the Real Talk Radio Network, reaching potentially millions of listeners. It's more than just a 30-second commercial here and there. It's a great way to build a solid fan and customer base. To get your show on any of the Real Talk Radio Network stations, call 636-299-3702. The Matt Walsh Show on the Real Talk Radio Network.
This is Matt Walsh. Tune in to my show from 7 to 8 p.m. on all Real Talk Radio Network stations. You can live stream or download the app at realtalkradionetwork.com. Look for the Real Talk 93.3 Patriotic Eagle logo.
Matt Walsh gives you a no-holds-barred take on today's cultural, religious, and political issues.
Proud to be a part of the Real Talk Radio Network. Tune in to the Matt Walsh Show from 7 to 8 p.m. if you're looking for real news.
The Matt Walsh Show
on Real Talk Radio Network.
We talk about what's important to you.
Not just political issues, but issues with our society today.
The voice of freedom.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jeff Citrin at backattack, STL, at gmail.com. The Back Attack Show. And I want to introduce my patient and friend, Michelle. That's the voice you've been hearing. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Dr. Citrin.
Michelle, tell me, I'm talking about my faith story, but I want to hear a little from you about your chiropractic experience, because I am a chiropractor, and we want to educate people about that.
Well, I've had different experiences with chiropractors. I was in a serious car accident, and I had a lot of pain, and I was sent to a chiropractor. And I was in such pain that they could not do much for me at the time. It took a little bit before they can work on me. But when they were able to work on me, my spine was crooked. They straightened out my spine. They helped me get out of pain, and it just did a lot of things. It was a long experience, but it made a big difference in my life, and I want to recommend chiropractic care for anybody that has problems with their back, neck, shoulders, muscles, any type of problems like that.
Excellent, Michelle. Well, the truth is, I am a chiropractor, and 10% of the population uses a chiropractor. So if those stats hold up, 9 out of 10 of you out there have never been to a chiropractor. If you have neck pain or back pain, You need to see a chiropractor.
I probably need to come see you because I've never been adjusted or anything.
Well, yes, you do, sir. No question. Yes,
I know who to call now.
Yes, you do. Well, what is chiropractic? And I'm going to get back to my story, and I'm going to tell you why I became a chiropractor. So I'm sitting with my parents, if you heard from the first, you're at the kitchen table, and they said, I told them, I believe that Jesus is the Messiah. They said, it's a phase. It's like, I'm going to be a vegetarian. I'm going to do this. And I looked at them and I said, no, it's not a phase. I said, this is the real deal. 50 plus years later, I was right. And oh. I can happily say my mom did come to believe in Jesus too.
Oh, amen.
Before she passed away.
Amazing.
She came to believe in Jesus. She had a vision of Jesus. She knew Jesus was the Messiah.
Beautiful.
So, but here I am. I told my parents, I believe, Jesus the Messiah. They wished it would be just a passing fancy. And then I'm left with dilemma. I finished up school that semester, that year actually, came back to St. Louis, and I felt, what am I going to do? I didn't feel I wanted to continue in college because my life had been changed. And so I was kind of, I didn't feel called to preach the gospel, to be going to be a minister of any kind, but I was just kind of floundering, and my parents said, well, if you don't know what to do, go to school, go to college. So I went to college, gen ed courses, and then my older brother, Dr. Bruce, graduated from Mizzou, and he didn't know what he was going to do, and he was very talented, very smart, and then my dad gets involved with the story because a chiropractic student came into his floor covering store, 2464 West Clay. And Glenn Trent came into a store to buy some carpet. And Glenn was from New York, a New York accent. My dad was friendly and gregarious and said, well, what brought you to St. Louis? He goes, I'm in chiropractic college. And my dad said, what's that? That's how that's how uninformed we were about chiropractic. And so my dad found about a chiropractic And he went to my brother Bruce and said, Bruce, I found about this thing. It's called a chiropractor. You ought to look into it. Bruce looked into it, and it felt like a good fit for him. So then he went to, matriculated, big fancy word, went to Logan College of Chiropractic. And then his younger brother Jeffrey, me, heard about it, and I prayed, and I felt the Lord say, that's what you're supposed to do. I want you to become a chiropractor. So I enrolled at Logan College of Chiropractic, and in 1977, I graduated from chiropractic school with honors, I might add, and I was then a chiropractor.
How about that?
But the thing is this, I didn't even know what a chiropractor was. I graduated, and I didn't understand the incredible. See, I had a disadvantage. When I was in school, there were people who'd had miraculous cures with chiropractic care. There were people who'd had one student had been wheelchair bound from an injury in Vietnam. Mm. He was in a wheelchair. He went to a chiropractor and was healed, miraculously healed. And now he was walking and able-bodied and living a full life. There was another story. There was a guy when he was a kid. He's 9, 10 years old. He's playing on a jungle gym. And he was hanging from the monkey bars. And he fell and landed on his head. And they rushed him to the hospital. Nothing broke, thank God. No fractures, no neurologic damage. He could have broken his neck. Nothing wrong. But something happened to that kid. His name is Noel. And he started not doing well. He wasn't thriving. He used to do good in school. He wasn't doing good in school. He used to get along with his siblings. He started being surly and uncooperative. And Noel's life was changed for the worse. And he went to pediatric specialists, pediatric neurologists, orthopedic surgeons. His parents took him everywhere, and nobody could help little Noel, who'd fallen off the jungle gym and geeked up his neck. And someone said to his parents, you know, maybe you should go see a chiropractor. Ah, no! They'll kill him. Never, don't ever see a chiropractor. He went to, his parents took, went to the to the specialist, said, should we see a chiropractor? No, don't ever take him to a chiropractor. No, they're not real doctors. Well, his parents were desperate, and they took Noel finally to see the chiropractor. And within a few months of treatment, they found that there was a vertebrae out of place in his neck. And after a few months of treatments, he was miraculously healed. And he came back to be his old self. And he grew up. And as I heard him speaking, he said, and Noel grew up, and he is speaking to you today. I met Noel, Dr. Noel. So there are people out there now in Radio Land and the Real Talk Radio Network, and you've got problems. Maybe you fell on your head and you're geeked up and your medical doctor said, that's not a chiropractic case. You don't need to see a chiropractor. Well, I got news for you. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, why do you need to be adjusted? Because your body gets out of alignment. Your body gets through the normal wear and tear. You can have macro, which is big trauma. Like Michelle, you said you had a car accident.
Correct.
And it messed you up, okay? Anybody in a car accident out there, you need to find a chiropractor to get checked out. You can contact me. I'm close. That's backattackstl@gmail.com, or my phone is 314-890-2400. You've been in a car accident? Come let me check you out. If you need adjusting, correction, I'll help you. If not, I'll tell you that too. And I brought my guitar to show you also what happens when there's micro trauma.
I love this show.
This is my guitar. Now, if you get out of tune, like this, that doesn't sound good, does it? That doesn't sound good. You need to be tuned up. If your back gets out of alignment, can I say out of jack? Can I say it on the radio?
You're good, yeah.
Okay.
Out of jack.
Then you need to find a good chiropractor to see, and you can get help. So I became a chiropractor. And at first I didn't know I was a good chiropractor, but I didn't understand how incredibly amazing it was. And in my practice, I've been practicing almost 50 years. I have seen miracles.
Incredible.
I've seen people come in the office who were beyond hope. I had a patient come in who had pain in his mid-back. He was ready to have extensive testing does, possible surgery to see if maybe what's going on in his back. He was going to have extensive diagnostic tests. His mid-thoracic was out. He had a rib head subluxation. Mm. I could say what that rib head subluxation, that's a mouthful. I'm going to maybe have that patient on the radio one day. He was ready to go get extensive diagnostic testing, you know, fancy schmancy stuff that's very, very expensive. I gave him an adjustment, one treatment. He was bad. He was healed.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, how quick can someone be healed or, you know, changed?
That's an excellent question. Excellent question, Drew. The answer is, it depends. With this patient, one adjustment took it. Some patients, it takes 3, 4, 5, 10. It depends. One thing at my practice is we do not do extensive year-long packages. Some chiropractors, and God bless them, they can practice how they want. When you go to them, they're going to recommend, you know, a 50-visit package. And you know what? God bless them. If that's what they think, I'm not going to stand in judgment. But my patients don't need that. We typically see a patient for 2-3 times a week for a few weeks, 3-4 weeks, and usually that will fix them up. We don't put people on long-term care plans. But we do recommend maintenance care, just like with the guitar. When your body needs to be adjusted, I recommend once a month to get adjusted at a minimum to get treatment.
Yeah, just by talking about this, I can feel my pain in my back, so I'm going to be contacting you.
Excellent. A back pain, and I've had back pain. And I'm, you know what, when I get back pain, actually I'm glad. The other day, I did something and my back went out. I could barely move. I went, I got adjusted, and it it helped, of course, helped me, and I got better. And it said, it's amazing. What would a person do who got their back or their neck out of place? And when your back is out of place, when you have back pain, you know what? You don't want to go to church. In fact, I was thinking this morning as I was preparing for this first show, when your back's out of place and you have back pain, your get up and go got up and left. Some of you right now are listening to this and you don't feel very good. You don't want to take the kids to the park. You want to sit home and mope. You don't want to go out for a night on the town with your wife, which you should do regularly if you want to have a good marriage. You have to have date night. Right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, and some of you guys, because you have back pain, you're just, you know, you just don't feel good. You just don't, you know, and so you, I'm talking to you now, you need to find a good chiropractor. If you need one, I'm available. BackAttackSTL@gmail.com or 314-890-2400. I'm here to help you. I'm here to promote my business, of course, but more than that, to get you to somebody who can help you. You don't have to live with pain. Thanks. I'll be right back.
Confused about when you should claim Social Security benefits? Will you run out of money during retirement? Or maybe you have a 401k plan that needs to be rolled over? Look no further than Investment Advisor Representative Lucas Johnson at First Street Financial Advisors in Union, Missouri. Lucas Johnson is dedicated to understanding your unique financial goals and crafting personalized Social Security retirement plans. Take control of your financial future today and schedule an appointment with Lucas Johnson. Call him now at 636-266-3010 or visit GoCLJ.com. That's GoCLJ.com.
Hey, it's Stephen from the Photo Pros. I'm the former owner of Creevcore Camera. We've been advertising on this station for just a little while, and we want you to know that the amount of customers wanting us to personally handle their scans, restorations, videotape transfers, movies, and more has been incredible. We absolutely love taking care of your most valuable history, all your photographs, and more. Again, we preserve film, movies, slides, and photos by the thousands. Just Google Creevcore Camera or the Photo Pros to find us.
Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, v-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at realtalkradionetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at realtalkradionetwork.com. That's realtalkradionetwork.com.
Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
Real Talk Radio has been a godsend.
Helping you make sense of the insanity.
Everything at a level we understand.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Jeff Citrin. I want to welcome you back to BackAttackSTL@gmail.com. I'm the Back Attack Doctor. I'm a chiropractor. I'm also a believer in Jesus. I was sharing how my life was changed by Jesus. My life was changed dramatically. I am a Jew. Not I was a Jew. I still am a Jew. People say this. They say, well, there's neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, Greek, Scythian, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, but when you're saved and you're a woman, you don't say, I'm no longer a woman. Unless you're alphabet soup person, which we don't want to go into there on this radio show, do we? Well, we probably could because that stuff is whack. Is that stuff whack or not?
It's pretty wild.
It's wild. Yeah. Alphabet soup. I don't get it. And I don't get the pronouns either.
I don't get it either.
I honestly, I don't get the pronouns.
I've been trying to figure that out for quite some time.
It's you know, I like keeping things real simple. God created Adam and Eve. Male and female created he them.
What it tells us.
You know, it's not rocket science, folks. It's really not that difficult. And I know on this station, most of you folks out there, unless you just happen across the dial, that God is a good God. And basically, when people get into all that confusion, they're basically saying, God, you made a mistake. They're basically giving the, you know, giving that one-fingered salute to the mm-hmm. Almighty is what they're doing. And that's a problem. There's something inside the heart of man that craves for God, that craves for God. I know it was inside of me. That's why when the Christian came to me at UMKC when I was 18 years old and said, Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. And I said, I don't relate. I'm a Jew. We have exemption. Jews do not believe in Jesus. He said, well, you can believe in Jesus. And I said, tell me. He said, can I share with the script why I think you should believe? I go, sure. And he shared those scriptures. Isaiah 7:14. Behold, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. A virgin shall give birth to a child. His name shall be called Emmanuel, which is God with us. The Hebrew word there is Alma. Some Jews, and I've studied, oh, by the way, back to my story. I'm all over here, but we're having fun, aren't we, folks?
We are.
So when I told my parents, I believe Jesus the Messiah, they said, well, we want you to go talk with our rabbi. And so I said, okay. So I talked with our rabbi, Rabbi Lipnick at B'nai Amunah. I also talked with Rabbi Borel. I also talked with other rabbis because I wanted to be sure because it's a big thing for a Jew to believe in Jesus. And when I went to the rabbi, he said, well, let me see. Let me look at here. And he got out of his big bookshelf. He got out from the Talmud what it really said in Isaiah 9:6 unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And one of the names of this child that is born is Mighty God. In Isaiah 53, which says, I'm going to read it to you. Not the whole thing, but just the start of it. Isaiah 53. So the rabbi, Rabbi Lipnick, who I love, by the way. By the way, you know the rabbis, it's my show. I get to say what I want. You know, the rabbis never made a pitch for money in the synagogue. Mm. I am so sick of preachers making pitches for money. I go to churches now where they don't.
Right.
They have to have money. Of course, you need to give money to the church to support. You need to support your church. But the churches are constantly asked for money. Folks, that's, you know, in fact, when I share the gospel with people, the biggest turnoff for many, many people is all the focus on money. We need to change that, folks. And I don't have to go preach in a church so I can say the truth because I don't have to worry about anybody asking me back. Anyway, I digress. Okay. Who has believed? This is Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hid their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. One more verse. All we like sheep have gone astray. All have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. We have turned everyone to his own way. I turned to my own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus was the Lamb of God when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He didn't say, "Behold the miracle worker. Behold the one who will walk on water. Behold the one who will multiply a little kid's lunch and feed 5,000 people." He didn't say that. He said, "Behold the Lamb, this Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And I think it's significant, and I'm getting choked up, and I don't get choked up very much. This is Yom Kippur. Tonight is the Day of Atonement, when the high priest would take the unblemished lamb and would slay it, and the blood would go upon the mercy seat, and it would cover the mercy seat. And God would look upon that blood, and he would say, "Your sins are forgiven you, Israel, for 1 year." For 1 year. And every year the high priest would go into the temple, and he would slay a lamb, that blood would cover the sin of the nation. And just today, I was reading how Jesus, as the high priest, took his own blood, perfect blood, and went into the tabernacle, not on earth, but in heaven. And he didn't have to do it every year. He did it once for all time, that the sins of the world would be taken away.
This is powerful.
It is. That the sins of the world by the blood of the Lamb. So salvation is available for every person. Everybody. Does everybody need to believe in Jesus? Is Jesus really the only way? Aren't you narrow-minded? No. The scriptures, God chose only one nation. It's one of the reasons Israel, and in another broadcast we'll talk about it, one of the reasons Israel is so persecuted is because God chose them. And the devil hates God. And the devil, good news, the devil hates you too. He hates you too. Even if you're a Gentile, if you're non-Jew, he hates everyone. His purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and life more abundantly." If you've never asked Jesus into your heart, by that, if you've never said, "Jesus, I know there's something missing in my heart." Like you said, Dr. Citrin, there was something missing deep inside. And you said, "Jesus, I believe you are the Messiah. I believe that you did die for my sins, and that I ask you to cleanse away my sins, make me new within, cleanse away my sin, give me a new heart." If you do that, and if you sincerely ask God to cleanse away your sins, and you say, "I believe, Jesus, you are Lord, that you are the Messiah. Come into my life, change me," something miraculous will happen to you that happened to me over 50 years ago. And to this day, I'm as on fire as I was in the fall of 1971. It's life-changing. Chiropractic, it's great, but it's not going to save your soul. But if you're experiencing pain, neck pain, back pain, I've been to so many healing meetings. And how come when there's healing meetings, everybody gets up all the time? You know what? Some of those folks need to see a chiropractor. Some of you folks listen to this and you're getting up in those. And I believe in divine healing, and I've received divine healing. But God has also given physicians. Luke was not called the faithless physician. He was called, in the scriptures, the beloved physician. Doctors, God uses doctors. And God uses chiropractors. If you need a good one, backattackstl@gmail.com. I'm Dr. Jeff Citrin, 314-890-2400. Thanks for listening. I look forward to talking to you next week. God bless you.
First 3 years of your administration, as a matter of fact, arrivals quadrupled. from the last year of President Trump.
It's a long-standing problem.
Was it a mistake to kind of allow that flood to happen in the first place?
I think the policies that we have been proposing are about fixing a problem, not promoting a problem.
We'll try to make sense of it all.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Every life is a precious gift.
We are talking about protecting children.
I may not have a voice, but I'm more than a choice. I'm as real as the heartbeat you hear.
I have not been able to sleep at all with this abortion.
The Real Talk Radio Network. KRTK Herman, KVMO Vandalia, KRTE Steelville, the voice of freedom.